This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The month after an election is generally thought to be a political quiet time. But this year, the last few weeks in North Texas have been pretty noisy. First, Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price announced her reelection bid on KERA. And this week, the mayor of Dallas said he'll run again. Gromer Jeffers has written about that and potential big changes in both parties locally for the Dallas Morning News. Gromer Jeffers, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's great to be here. Good to see you again.
Let's start with Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings. Not much surprise that he's running for a second term next May, but it did take him a while to make that decision.
Yeah, there were some nervous folks, Rick. He actually considered just leaving it at one term. There were folks who didn't want the chaos, you know, if he decided not to run again. He has all these projects out there that need to at least come to some sort of climax.
Now, a couple of those projects kicked up some dust. He was such a supporter at first of the home rule effort to remake the Dallas school system. And now he's making a strong effort to try to kickstart the Trinity River Tollway. Any chance he'll get any kind of significant opposition?
Not really. You're going to have a situation where he probably will have one or two opponents, but he'll have all the money, all the resources, and it will be extremely difficult for an opponent out there to mount some sort of campaign. So this will be a cakewalk for him.
Dallas's new district attorney, Susan Hawk, is getting ready to take over next month.
Right.
She was the one Republican to win countywide this fall, ousting Democrat Craig Watkins. Is that a blip on the radar of Democratic dominance here or something more?
If you look at the others on the ballot, every other Democrat won and won pretty comfortably. But Watkins collapsed. You know, there were people deselecting him on a straight ticket ballot, which meant they voted for all the other Democrats but did not vote for him. He had no crossover appeal. But it shouldn't signal that there's anything different about the political dynamic here in Dallas County. There are more Democrats than Republicans. Democrats, that's their only contested countywide loss since 2004.
You reported this week that both parties in Dallas County will soon have new leaders.
Right.
I wonder how that change will affect the overall dynamic.
Well, for Democrats, Darlene Ewing has been chairwoman since 2005. It all depends on whether the party can emerge unified once she leaves the scene, or will it descend into infighting, bickering, and all of that? Because it should be a fight over who the next chairperson will be. But if they can coalesce around a candidate or get a decent person or a decent candidate to succeed Ewing and lead the party into the future, it will be okay, because what Democrats have going for them is the demographics.
On the Republican side, right, it's a different situation. This is a party, the Dallas County Republican Party anyway, has not been hugely successful lately. Susan Hawk did win this time. But Wade Emmert has bigger ambitions.
Wade Emmert, the local Republican Party chair, he wants to be chairman of the Texas Republican Party. He wants to replace Steve Ministeri, who will leave at some point next year. If he leaves, then Republicans will have to find another local party chairman, and that could be difficult. It will have to be someone who's willing to sort of try to rebuild the Republican Party and rebuild it over time and be comfortable with almost no short-term success, because they haven't had a lot of that.
Gromer Jeffers, political writer for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for coming in.
Always good being with you all.